Yeah, well, I had a year's option in Scunthorpe's favour. They decided that they weren't taking the option up, whether it was, well, apart from their budget had been lowered, so I was a casualty of that reason, really, and they said to go and find an offer and come back to them. So in the meantime, Liam, who I was at Accrington with, who's a good mate of mine as well, he's now the assistant, obviously, and he got in touch with me and said that they were interested, and it just went from there, really, and within less than 2 weeks, I've signed, really.
You know the staff really well, as you say. I mean, how much does that help when you make a move like this, to make that initial decision, yeah, I'm going to move to Chesterfield, and then to settle in as well?
Yeah, that's massive, because obviously if you go to a different club and you don't know anyone, it's harder, but I've obviously come into Chesterfield, and I've known Liam, and I know of Paul Cook, the gaffer, and, well, when I say all scouts, like, we've got the coach as well as the scouts, and it just makes it easy to settle in. You feel like you can trust them, and they tell you what they want from me and from the club, and I was sold quite easily.
So what you're saying is Scousers stick together then, are you? Is that basically the gist of it?
Yeah, it's not a written rule, like, but we do stick together a little bit.
Did you have a lot of options? Because you've played a fair amount of football in League One, haven't you? But now you're gonna move back into League Two with Chesterfield.
Yeah, I had a few offers, like a few clubs interested, but. Like I knew of Chesterfield, and I knew of the club. I've always admired them. When I was in League Two with Accrington, I thought it was a great ground and a great setup. And at the time, I always thought I'd like to play for them. And when the opportunity came along, and like I said, I knew the staff and the ways of football that they wanted to play, it made it quite an easy decision, really.
Do you think it's a club that's going places?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you only have to walk into the club and you can see that it's set up to go forward, and I just like it. I just want to be a part of that, really, and hopefully have a good time there for myself and for the fans.
Before I sort of move on and talk a bit more about Chesterfield, how do you look back on your time at Scunthorpe? You had a couple of years there.
Well, obviously not with great fondness, because we got relegated, but everyone at the ground are lovely people, and they all want the club to do so well, and obviously as players we've let the club down and the fans, so it's not good when you look back at a playing side, but I did enjoy my time there as being there, and all I can do is look back and with a bit of regret because we didn't stay up. When I went there, I wanted to try and get into the Championship, but obviously that didn't work out, and I'm a bit disappointed.
So it's a fresh start for you now. You know the staff. You've probably got an idea of how they're going to use you. So perhaps for the Chesterfield fans that haven't seen Jimmy Ryan play an awful lot, how are you going to be using this Chesterfield team, do you think?
To be honest, I haven't spoke too much about where I play. You know, the staff know where I am best playing. You know, I'm a midfielder, and I like to get on the ball, and I like to work hard, and I'm a very good team player. I think I'm not selfish, and I just want to do well for the team mainly, and try and get us as high up the table as possible, and fingers crossed we can get promoted.
The one thing that I've noticed speaking to Paul Cook and also to Liam as well is that they put a real focus on work rate. You know, you put the work in during the week, and then that goes out onto the pitch on a Saturday or a Tuesday night as well. Is that really at the core of what they try to stress to the players?
Yeah. I think the players that they've got in and brought in, you can tell that's what the emphasis on is hard work. And I think the lads who are there, the hard working lads, and I can speak for myself. I know I'm a hard working player, and I put the team first and work hard, and then hopefully the performance can speak for itself and we can get the wins.
In your final season at Accrington, I think you scored 10 goals, and then to only get 4 in 2 years at Scunthorpe, is that something you feel that you're capable of doing again for Chesterfield, providing a goal threat from midfield?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, before I went to Scunthorpe, I always counted myself as a goal-scoring midfielder. Like, I always have aims at the start of the season to try and get double figures, and for whatever reason it hasn't worked out at Scunthorpe. I mean, the first year I had quite a few injuries, so that kind of stalled me progress a little bit, but last year it just didn't really work out for, like I said, whatever reason it didn't work out, and I just want to put it right this season, hopefully get as many goals as possible.
Now, you've signed a one-year deal. I understand there's an option on for the club as well on that. And a lot of players sign deals like this now, don't they? It's provide a good challenge for someone, you know, that the club has got an option there that you go to prove to them that you're worth sort of keeping around. But also, it is a challenge, isn't it, a one-year deal? If you can impress, you never know what happens.
Yeah. I mean, I know there's so many different options and in contracts that they are all different. I know they seem quite straightforward and you see an option of a year, but they are all different. And like you said, it just gives me something to aim for and let myself know that I can't let myself have a few bad games because I could see myself out the side and then without a contract at the end of the year. So obviously it keeps me on my toes and it keeps me wanting to play well every game. And hopefully there'll be a reward at the end of the season of an extra year.
The ambitions of the club are pretty straightforward, aren't they? It's all about promotion. I think that's pretty much what people have said. The club is determined to get back into League One, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, you only have to speak to the staff, and that's exactly what the aim is, to get into League One. And I think the club, the ground, everything about it is geared up for League One. I don't see why they can't get into League One this year. There's no reason against it. If the players play well and live up to what the expectations are, then there shouldn't be no arguments. We should be in League One.
But you're also fully aware of how tough this division is because you've played in it. It is a really difficult one to get out of, and there are quite a lot of teams in there that are quite similar, aren't there?
Yeah. I mean, there'd be quite a few teams going wanting to get promoted this year. You've got like a Fleetwood who would be throwing a lot of money about, and it is a tough league, but hopefully we can back ourselves and, like you said, work hard, and hopefully we'll get our reward at the end of the year.